Hey, baby.
I'm home. Hey, how are you doing today? Yeah, I'm in a great mood. I had a really good day at work today. Well, we had meetings all day, but I don't know. I felt like I mostly just like joked with Ashley all day long. Like we were just, oh my God, it was so funny. Everyone was just like saying this, I don't want to say dumb because they're not dumb, but it's like, you know when someone's in a conversation, but it feels like they're not really listening to what they're saying? They're just like so focused in. And my boss just would not stop making these absurd comments. It was like he was trying to weave in as many bondage references as possible. Like he was like, "Oh, I'm all tied up this weekend. Oh, you know, I'm on the rope for something." Like it just, it's probably not funny now, but oh my God, it was so good in the moment. And Ashley and I were just laughing like all day about it. So I guess I'm in like a, I don't know, like a good work mood, you know? Did I say something wrong? No. I mean, you can say it's fine, but I didn't mean to upset you. Was it the story I told? I was just trying to answer your question. Oh, honey. All right. I know what this is. It isn't anything. Come on. We both know that that's just not true. Come on. Come into the bedroom. Come on. Come on. Come on. I see that smile. It's okay to want to come over. Come on. Your husband is undressing his shirt right in front of you. Come on now. I want to show you something that only my wife ever gets to see. Do you think you could do that for me? Yeah. Come here. Come on. Come on. There we go. Take my hand. Sit down on that bed. Good. Now, I know that you must be feeling all kinds of way. You were at home thinking about me all day, and the first thing that I said when I came home was about another woman, because I am your stupid husband who doesn't know when to shut up and should have checked in with you to see how you were doing before I said anything. But my relationship with my friends at work is nothing compared to you and I. And I promise that from the bottom of my heart. I know it's so easy to compare us and to compare yourself and to compare me, and you don't need to do that. We have each other. I wouldn't be the man that I am without you, and I'm not going to sacrifice that for somebody else. I'm not going to get rid of that for anything. Because if I stopped loving you, I wouldn't be me. That's just silly, isn't it? Besides, I mean, you're funny, you're cute, you're smart, you have an incredible ass. You've really got like a good, what? What? Oh, I said you were funny. Cute? I was gonna say that you're smart. You know, that kiss reminded me. I was saying that you have a really nice ass. Like, fucking incredible ass. One that I could stare at, spank, play with, grab, grope, touch, maybe even eat a little if you're in the mood. Are you? Is my wife in the mood to be reminded of one of the many things that she gets from me that no other woman in the world will ever get? Huh? Maybe you need a very physical, very intimate reminder of all the benefits that come with till death do us part. Huh? Maybe you need me to apologize for being such a fucking himbo when I walked in by bending over and letting me say sorry. Yeah? I think I can do that. But I want you to go ahead and grab that little thing from your nightstand. Uh-huh, you know the one. No. What do you mean, no? Oh, come on now. Having you use your toys isn't cheating. But I think we can find a compromise. Go to the chest. Come on, go. No. If you need to be reminded, and my soft and subtle charm just isn't working on you, then go to the chest. Now, out of all the sex toys in there, which one are we going to have to use to get that little mind of yours to quiet down and for you to be a little less bratty for just a minute? Which toy is going to turn off that little voice in your brain that says all these awful things and remind you of all the wonderful feelings that a husband and wife can have together? It's okay. Grab the wand. Grab it, baby. You know what I'm going to do with that, don't you? That's right, dear. When I bend you over, I'm going to hold that big fucking rod between your legs. And I'm going to press it to your most intimate little spots. And I want you to quit pouting and just enjoy the moment. I want you to enjoy everything that I can do for you. Does that sound all right? Good. But I have this idea. You see, lots of men might have made passes at making you come, and, well, I'm sure lots of women out there even might have thought about it. So why don't we make sure that next time you feel pouty and sad that your amazing husband has the nerve to talk to other women, that you have a mind-numbing orgasm to think about? Huh? What do you think about that, baby? Oh, it might not be so bad, huh? I agree. That means you don't get to come when you want to. You get to come when I say so. I want you absolutely desperate. I want you completely and utterly obsessed with me, like I am with you every single day. It's not fair, huh? Well, you see, when I'm at work and I get little text messages of you in skimpy outfits, and when we go out to dinner and you spread your legs just like that and you tease me, knowing that I'm going to punish you when I come home, I always see a very big, satisfied grin on your face, don't I? That's right, I do. So how about this? When this is all said and done, I want to see that same kind of fucking grin. Now then, plug it in and bend over. It's okay, take your time, get comfy. Yes, get comfy, come on. Oh God, look at your fucking ass, God damn. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Was that too hard? I thought you might just need a reminder, since you seem to have forgotten how much I love your fucking ass. Every little curve of your body and every fucking inch of your hips. Now then, turn the toy on. Bury your face into the fucking mattress. And let me show you exactly how much I love my fucking wife. Oh, baby. You know, when I'm at work and you're thinking about me, Maybe you're thinking about me with Ashley. Maybe you're thinking about me with some other fucking person. You know what I'm thinking of? You. Just like this. That's right, baby. God, I just want to pull your fucking hips onto my face. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, you're so hot, baby. Is that little toy helping? No. Oh, it's making you want to come, isn't it? We should have thought of that. Oh, baby, you're not nearly pressing that hard enough into you. Why don't I help a little? Oh, you sound so good muffled against those fucking sheets, baby. But I'm sure we could do better, don't you think? Fuck. Your pussy is so fucking good. Those little whimpers when I lick all the way. Right from your clit. To your ass. So sensitive. Oh, God. I just can't get enough of you. Now, baby, if we wanted to give you the hardest orgasm we possibly could, that wouldn't be me eating you out from behind with a wand on your clit, would it? Turn around, look at me. Say it again. No, it wouldn't, would it? What does my little brat need inside of her to remember exactly who she is and how important she is to me? Huh? What kind of reminder do you need? Me? Just me? Maybe just one of my fingers might be enough? Is that right? Just one, huh? No, I can't hear you, baby. I can't hear what you're saying. Is one finger enough here? Why don't we find out? Oh, yeah. The way you moan, it tells me that one might be fucking enough. Oh, baby. You're all mine, and I am just yours. Not hers, not someone else's, not anyone but yours. Do you understand me, baby? Do you understand? Yes? Oh, if you're a good girl and you understand, you're going to come, aren't you? Oh, yes, you will, but you're not going to come now. No touching. Turn it off. I said turn it off. Good girl. Now then, you were saying something about me. Was just my finger enough? No. So that means you must need my cock inside you, don't you, baby? Well, you're just in luck. I was going to save this for Christmas this year, a little gag gift between the two of us. I thought it might be funny. A stocking stuffer for when no one's around. Why don't I go ahead and grab it? Don't worry, it's not far. I'm not going to leave you hanging. You see, there it is. I have to go away on a big business trip very soon, and the thought of you just sitting here at home, trying so desperately with this wonderful box of toys to try to replicate the feeling of me inside you. Oh, honey, it just filled me with sadness. I knew that my sweet baby would be desperate without me, without feeling every curve of my cock filling her up. So I cloned it. Uh-huh. What you see right now is exactly what you fucking think it is. It's an exact fucking replica of me, your dear husband. So that when I'm gone and I send you instructions like fuck yourself senseless and send me a picture of yourself a wet fucking mess, you can use my cock still. See, that's how much I think of you, baby. I'm not thinking of somebody else when I'm out of town. No, no, no. Even the idea of my wife being without me and what she needs for a single day causes me so much pain that I researched a way to make sure that we never have to do it again. Now then, you said that you needed my cock inside you. This ought to do the trick, won't it? No? Still no? Oh, baby. Well, why don't we just test this and find out? I mean, we'd hate to get a gift and then not use it, wouldn't we? Uh-huh. Open up your fucking mouth and get it wet. Atta girl. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes, pretty baby. We're going to have so much fun with this thing. Why don't we make sure it fits? Just to be safe. There we go. Look how wet that is now, baby. Now then, if we just press this up against these lips right here, and then push just so gently and slowly, filling you up. Oh, yes, you sure do moan exactly like you do when I fill you up. Now then, you said no earlier. While I fuck you, won't you tell me exactly why that is, Oh, yes, baby. Listen to how fucking messy you sound. Oh, look how wet you got from having your ass eaten by your wonderful husband, baby. Oh, does that fake cock feel just like the real thing, Does it, darling? No. Oh, baby, that's a shame because I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going for 1 minute, and if you come, oh, it'll only be you coming. You get to watch me touch myself if you come in the next minute. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, no, no, no. No turning that fucking wand off. I'll leave that on for me, baby. Atta girl. Oh, atta girl, baby. You see, this is how conscientious I am as your husband. I want to make sure that I can hear your real fucking moans about what my cock does to every little fucking inch of you while I am gone. Oh, baby, you sound so pretty right now. My pretty fucking mess. Oh, yes. Who do you fucking belong to? Oh, that's right, me, baby. You belong to me. We're together, you and I. We have to look out for each other, and we have to care about each other. And I care about you so fucking much. I care so much that I know that this toy isn't enough for you. Oh, look how fucking hard you made me, baby. Now, why don't we see how I fit compared to that fucking toy? Ugh. Oh, God. Oh, is that what you needed, darling? Is that what you fucking needed? Look at me. Turn around. And look at me. Oh, yes. This is what I think about when I'm at work. Oh, baby. Sometimes it's romantic thoughts. Sometimes it's how we have the most wonderful date nights together and we have our own shows. But so much more often than I think you even realize, I fantasize about bending you over and giving you everything that a husband should. Oh, God. You know what that includes, baby? Oh, that's right, baby. I am going to give you all of me. As deep as I can fucking give it. Oh, God. You're my wife. You deserve it, don't you? Say it. Say that you fucking deserve it and that you want it. Oh. Oh, yes, baby. You have no idea how hard it was for me to wait to fill you up like this. But we had to teach you an important lesson, didn't we? Oh, honey. Oh, I can feel you fucking. Oh, so goddamn tight around me, baby. You're so good. I love you so much. Oh, God, I love your ass and your hips. I love the way you moan into the sheets. I love the way you care for me and think of me when I'm at work. And I love the life that we've built together. Oh, and I'm happy to give you a reminder whenever you fucking need it of exactly the wonderful fucking life that we have. Especially if it looks like this. Oh, oh baby, fuck, 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 fuck. You feel so good. God damn it. Oh, oh baby. Oh, baby, it's okay. You can come for me now. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can come for me. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come for your husband. Come for your fucking husband, baby. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, baby. If you keep that up, I'm going to come with you. Hi. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, no, 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 no. Stay on my hips. Press those abs. Oh, God. Oh, press your ass against my hips, baby. I can't stop coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Now then. Hey, eyes on me, baby. You can pass out in a minute. Yes, I know you're gonna pass out. Look at me. I love you. I love you so much. And I promise to show it in more ways than just railing you from behind. But I think this was a really good way to show you. Oh my God. I love you, baby. Huh? Yeah. I thought you might like that. I mean, you like my cock plenty. How bad could an exact replica of it be? Hmm. Oh, I can't wait to DP you with that fucking thing. Hell yeah. Of course we are. We're going to have a lot of fun with that toy. Oh, baby. All right. I'm going to call our friends and tell them that you and I are going to be staying in tonight. I'm going to get you something to clean up with. And all I need you to do for the next 5 minutes is figure out what takeout we're getting tonight. Can you do that for me? Yes? Awesome. I love you, baby. More than you will ever realize. But I'm willing to put in a few more cream pies to make sure that you, that you get the message. I love our life. And I wouldn't change it for anything.